A different breed of logger is going to work on the Great Lakes and in the Pacific Northwest. Underwater loggers are taking advantage of a hidden forest of old-growth trees that sank to the bottom during timber's heyday. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from the river town of St. Helens, Oregon.
Ross Bennett co-founded a timber company specializing in old-growth trees, but he claims environmentalists love him. He sells planks of ancient Northwest fir and hemlock, but he's never threatened rare forest critters. And he's after sunken treasure, but he's no pirate.
See, we're sitting, the side scan's hitting the side of it. That's that dark side there.
Ross Bennett is looking at the sonar display in the wheelhouse of his workboat.
And it gives you the honey color when it gets the round part of the log.
And that could be 100 years old?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if anything that big, it's been around a long time. Man, that's huge stuff.
All right, call it a day.
Bennett is scouting a side channel of the Columbia River for sunken timber that could be salvaged. A blurry jumble of sticks on the sonar screen suggests he's found an old staging area for log rafts.
Northern waters, our waters are cold, and we have clean water in the Northwest. And cold, clean water is great for the wood.
Water on wood normally means rot, but if you subtract oxygen and light, wood can age beautifully underwater. The jovial entrepreneur wearing a sailor's cap works what was once an aquatic highway through logging's heartland. Decades ago, more than 100 sawmills fronted the Columbia River. Bennett estimates 5% of the trees floated downriver in rafts never arrived at a port or mill. They became waterlogged and sank. Now Bennett's Underwater Timber Salvage Corp is bringing century-old wood back.
Every log you get from us is one you don't have to get come out of the forest. They were cut long time ago, and it's a high-quality, old-growth wood.
An excavator perched on a barge retrieves the logs with a long grapple claw. The barge accumulates reclaimed trees, mud-caked and black, at a rate of 60 to 80 per day. Other companies are diving in, too, retrieving valuable cypress from Georgia river bottoms or fir and cedar in British Columbia. The founders of the Oregon Company got the idea for underwater salvage after reading about similar operations on the Great Lakes. Permits to work the lower Columbia River came through in 2003.
Probably hemlock, 40-footer.
Sunken timber generally belongs to the taxpayers, unless the original owner can be located. Underwater timber rarely finds those owners. It's also managed to avoid paying royalties to the state of Oregon in exchange for removing navigational hazards, such as decaying pilings, deadheads, and derelict fishing gear. But the entrepreneurs are bound to get a cautious reception if they expand, especially into neighboring Washington state. Their Aquatic Resources Division manager, Lauren Stern, has questions about whether pulling up sunken logs reduces fish habitat.
One, whatever's done would need to be done in an environmentally sound manner. And second, the citizens of the state would need to receive value for the use of those pieces of wood.
The Oregon Underwater Timber Company has a custom mill to saw its logs into lumber for sale at premium prices. At the salvaged wood showroom, company president Steve Strabel shows samples.
This is hemlock here. Then we also pull up some maple, some pine, some alder.
It's milled into high-end flooring, trim, beams, and furniture, where fake wood or laminates won't do.
People don't want that. They want the real look. And we can offer the real look in the tight grain, old-growth timbers that look absolutely stunning when you finish them out.
The company owners say the quantity of sunken logs they've located could keep them in lumber for the rest of their and their kids' lives. A Canadian competitor estimates there's billions of dollars worth of timber resting on the bottom of reservoirs worldwide. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi on the Columbia River near St. Helens, Oregon.